Chapter 4. Problems with the Jeep. The road was bumpy, but Kimbo was a good driver, going around the bumps and avoiding all the holes. Then she drove in the direction of the waterhole. "So, Andrew, is this the first time you have visited Kimbo in Kenya?" Julie asked.
"No, I've been here a lot," said Andrew. "I come here every year."
"Really? Why?" Julie asked. She was surprised.
"I've got the African bug," said Andrew.
"The African bug?" asked Julie. "What's that?"
"I'm addicted to Africa. It's like a disease," Andrew explained. "Once Africa gets into your blood, it's there forever."
"I understand that," said Julie. "Africa is marvelous." She looked at the savannah and saw that something was moving there. As they drove closer, they saw a man pulling logs across the road to block the way. Julie recognized him immediately. It was the big bald man. He looked at their jeep in surprise. Then he got into his car and drove away in the opposite direction. Kimbo stopped the jeep near the roadblock and they got out of the car. There was a sign on the log saying, "Road closed, bumpy ground."
"That's strange," Andrew said. "The road was fine 3 days ago."
"Maybe it still is," said Julie. "Listen, I saw that man going into Mason's office this morning. Maybe Mason asked him to block the road to the waterhole. I'm telling you, something suspicious is happening there."
"Let's try to drive down the road," Andrew suggested. "We can drive around the logs, and we can go back if it's too bumpy."
Kimbo looked at Julie's expectant face and smiled.
"Why not?" she said. "I like an adventure."
She moved the jeep around the logs carefully and then drove down the road. After 10 minutes, there was a loud noise and the jeep stopped moving.
"I think we hit a rock," Kimbo said.
"Oh no," Andrew said nervously.
Kimbo got out of the jeep and checked the front tires.
"Yes, it's a rock," she said. "We've got a problem, my friends."
They tried to push the jeep away from the rock, but it didn't move.
"Look, we're wasting our time and energy," Andrew said finally. "We'll have to call for help."
"I think you're right, Andrew," said Kimbo. "We'll have to call the hotel."
"Oh no, do we have to?" Julie said. "Mr. Mason won't be happy about this." She looked around the huge nature reserve, but she couldn't see any cars.
"I don't think we've got an alternative," Andrew said, and he phoned the hotel on his mobile phone.
Some time later, a van drove towards them. Mason was coming to rescue them. He didn't seem at all surprised to see Julie with Andrew and Kimbo. They got into his van, and Julie said, "Thank you," in a very quiet voice. She could feel her face turning very red.
"I'm taking you to the hotel now," Mason said. "I'll send someone to move your jeep later."
Nobody said a word, so Mason continued to talk as he began to drive.
"Don't worry, guests often get stuck in the mud. People think they can drive anywhere with a jeep, but it's not true. That's why we left a sign, warning that the road was dangerous."
Julie looked at Mason's face in the car mirror. He was looking at her disapprovingly. Kimbo's jeep wasn't returned to the hotel until later that night. So for the rest of the day, Kimbo and Andrew relaxed in the hotel. In the afternoon, the two cousins lay by the pool, and Julie went on another safari drive in the tourist bus. Once again, she didn't see any elephants. But by now, she wasn't really expecting to see any. In the evening, she had dinner with Andrew and Kimbo.
Finally, the receptionist came to their table. "Your jeep is outside the hotel," she told Kimbo. It was late and Julie wanted to go to bed, but Kimbo had different plans. "Let's go for a night safari," she said. "What, now?" Julie said, surprised. "No, I'm too tired. But why are you going on a night safari when you can't see any animals?" "Oh, but I can," Kimbo said. She took a pair of binoculars from her bag and showed them to Julie. "Do you see these? They're special binoculars for night vision." Julie walked to the window and looked through the binoculars into the night. At first, she couldn't see anything, just darkness. She played with the zoom, and suddenly, she was looking at a pair of big brown eyes. It was a gazelle, and it was about 500 meters away from the hotel. Julie turned to Andrew and Kimbo. "I'm coming with you," she said.